happened to King Nebuchadnezzar 12 months later, as the king was walking on the route of the royal palace of Babylon. He said, "Is not the great Babylon I have built as the royal residence by my mighty power and the glory of my majesty?" The words were still on his lips when a voice came from heaven. This is what is decreed for you, King Nebuchadnezzar, your royal authority has been taken from you, will be driven away from people and will live with the wild animals. You will eat grass like cattle. 7 times will pass by until you acknowledge that the Most High is sovereign over the kingdoms of men and gives them to anyone he wishes." Immediately, what had been said about Nebuchadnezzar was fulfilled. He was driven away from people and ate grass like cattle. His body was drenched with the dew of heaven until his hair grew like the feathers on a eagle and his nails like the claws of a bird. "At the end of that time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes towards heaven, and my sanity was restored. Then I praised the Most High. I honoured and glorified him who lives forever. His dominion is an eternal dominion. His kingdom endures from generation to generation. All the people of the earth are regarded as nothing. He does as he pleases with the power of heaven, and the peoples of the earth, no one can hold back the hand or say to him, 'What have you done?' At the same time that my sanity was restored, my honour and splendour were returned to me for the glory of my kingdom. My advisors and nobles sought me out, and I was restored to my throne and became ever greater than before. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exalt and glorify the King of Heaven, because everything he does is right, and all his ways are just. And those who walk in pride, he is able to humble."